Namaste. In this video, we're going to be taking a look at anger and how to work with it, how to get to the story behind anger. Generally, not to be afraid of it. In my own life, anger was a very, very prominent thing. Anger, fear, unworthiness were fairly constant companions. And for a long time, I didn't like anger at all, feeling angry, because it felt kind of powerful in a way, and I didn't like that feeling. So I would suppress it. And because I was not really conscious of the story behind the anger that was perpetuating anger, as much as I felt it and felt it and felt it, it kept on coming and coming. And sometimes it would come so in such an intense way that unconsciously I would do and say things that I really would not have rather said or done afterwards with a cool, calm, clear head. So I began to really, without realizing, reject anger and see it as something that was out of my control. So I really want to kind of, in case you're having that kind of experience or have had that or can recognize that same feeling inside, then you can make friends with anger, recognizing that the moment we begin to look at the story behind it, the belief, from our separate beingness, from our assumptions, then we can begin to experience anger without having to act upon it. It won't automatically lead to some action. That we can just feel angry and be in contemplation of the story behind it. Different way of holding this kind of energy. Some of us, anger may feel good, may feel kind of liberating, powerful, also after we've been sort of stuck down in shame, apathy, depression, real sadness, guilt, all of those. Anger can kind of feel refreshing in a way as well. And again, it's a higher frequency than some emotions. So it might feel new in a way if anger is suddenly happening in your life. Look at what else you seem to have lost. Have you kind of stopped feeling disempowered in one area and now you feel a bit angry instead? Like, why is it this way? Why has it always been this way? So when we look at the how to work through anger, again, just the core principle, which is recognition. I'm not angry at anything or anyone, although my mind will say that. I'm just angry. There's anger because of this core story, this core idea, belief underneath. And the anger is being perpetuated, generated by this story, belief in this story, I should say. So just looking at anger itself, when you feel angry, just the pure raw emotion of anger, what does it say to you? What would it want to say if you gave it a pen and paper and asked it to tell you how it felt, if it was a person? What would it say to you? When I looked at anger myself, there was this almost, it was quite embarrassing actually at first, this real deep tantrum that was going on inside. It's not fair. It's not fair. I can't have what I want. I can't get what I want or need. You know, I need this thing to feel safer, or I need this person to feel so that I feel more loved, or I need something out there to make me feel this way in here. And I can't seem to get that no matter how hard I try. I feel blocked. I feel disempowered. And of course, I'm sort of embellishing on what I originally saw in it for sake of description, so you might recognize it within your own self. But always, always, always go with what comes up for you. I'm just suggesting along my own experience and what may or may not resonate for you. So what does that anger really want to tell you? What does it feel about the way the world is, the way your life is, the way your awakening is, whatever it's currently rising up in response to? What is it that this story that we've held on to without really imagine investigating in a conscious way, perhaps since we have begun to see what we really are? Can it be true as the infinite being, the noumenon itself, that I can't get what I want? Can it be true that I feel disempowered, that I'm being blocked by something else or someone else? some separate being to me? Can they really have power over me and my life in any particular way? Or has this been something that I've experienced as a separate being, thinking I am a separate being, that everyone else is also separate to me? So looking at it with fresh eyes now, from and as the self that we are seeing ourselves to be, the self, capital S, that is everywhere, at all times, the one of us, can it be true now? Is this still true now, this story? And of course, anger can be one of those emotions that seems to, in the moment when it arises, to kind of overpower our ability to remember, to question this, is this still true? Or to even be quiet enough to look for the story behind it. So if you can't seem to do this when the emotion is really pulsing through your system, that's okay. It was the same for me too. I kind of forgot everything I'd seemed to have learned on the pathway. In those moments of extreme unworthiness or anger or sadness, grief, depression, apathy, I just couldn't seem to access what I had begun to learn. I couldn't remember in that moment that I had to look for the story and ask if it's true. So if you have that experience too, the contemplation, it's okay. It's totally normal. And it's all right to go afterwards when you've calmed down a little bit, when you've got a little bit of equilibrium back again, to look at what was this emotion and what is it trying to tell me? And questioning the story that comes up around it. You'll see this story playing out in so many areas of your life. All of us want to feel safe, feel loved, feel approved of, to feel that people like us, accept us, that we're wanted, needed, valued. We all want to feel empowered rather than disempowered. So we'll be looking from our egoic sense of self to get this from many different places in our life. My relationships can make me feel a certain way when they're going right. My career, my children, my parents, all of that. Of course, the ultimate way that we think we can get to feel how we want to feel is awakening. When I get this awakening thing done, or when I wake up or embody this more, then I'll feel how I want to feel. And then when I can't seem to do that, I'll feel very angry because I'll feel blocked or disempowered from what I feel I need. So just checking that out, can you be disempowered as the infinitely powerful self? Can someone else or something else out there stop you from getting what you want if you are all of those other beings and things too, if you're everywhere, even if just in theory we know this, even if only mentally? And are we experiencing that idea of something else and someone else can stop us from getting what we want or need? Because that's what we've been given our agreement to, that it's possible for us to be disempowered. That was pretty much our constant experience as a separate being, wasn't it? Is it true now, not getting what we want or need? Especially when we take into account the fact that what we want or need, to feel safe, to feel loved, to have enough resources, all of that is coming from the inside out anyway, that nobody out there can give you what you want anyway. And because they're also looking for it too. So what is it in here that I can now allow? I'll begin to feel empowered more, and this anger will begin to recede as you really begin to contemplate this way. Is it true now for you, given what you're seeing and learning and coming to remember and recognize about yourself? The word remember, remember, kind of means to put yourself back together, to kind of sort yourself out into the right thing. Because we have been holding on to these stories that are true as a separate being, but of course are not true at all in our essential nature as the noumenon itself. So what is anger saying to you? And can it be true now? Just staying with that question through the thought answers, through the emotional answers, through the experiences, until your experience begins to change to its opposite, more than enough of what you need to feel safe, more than enough sense of security already inside, more than enough peace already, more than enough loving, supporting people who agree with your own recognition of what you're seeing yourself to be, a beautiful, loving, divine being. So staying with anger until your experience begins to change means you've really moved away from believing this idea. And it'll pop up in certain areas of your life. What are you trying to get from your relationships unconsciously, from your romantic relationship, from your children? Are you trying to get approval, recognition? We all do this. When we can't seem to get it, we'll feel angry. Of course, we can't get what we want out there if there isn't really an out there, if there aren't really other beings, actually, although there will always seem to be. Can we reliably depend upon them to give us what we feel we're lacking in here? Or we must instead learn to allow it to come from the inside out. So hopefully a new perspective on anger, that it can show us where we're still functioning as a separate being, allowing us to switch over to allowing what we want and need to flow out in from the inside out, from the infinite source that we are, instead of trying to get it from the outside in. Anger was instrumental for me in allowing myself to recognize this and allowing this switch over from functioning as a separate being, which I was still doing in a lot of areas in my life, even though I'd seen clearly what I knew myself to be, was not at all what I actually am, that I'm so much more than that. When I began to feel angry in my life, there was a sense of feeling limited, disempowered, blocked. And I had to come to admit that that cannot be true for me. So this contemplative question as we're practicing here. So I hope you find that same peace inside yourself. It is there. Everything that you need to feel how you want to feel is already here. Just noticing where we're trying to get it, switching over to allowing it to flow out. From the inside out, it will flow so strongly when you connect with it that you begin to pour it over everyone else around you without realizing, because there's just so much coming from the inside out, infinite supply. So I hope that's helped. We'll continue to look at these other negative emotions and we look at what they're a platform for, a springboard towards more joy, more peace, more love, clarity, wisdom, abundance, all of that. Thank you.